there are moments in our daily lives and our Christian walk with the Lord where we just need the peace of God. You know, have you ever been there where you really couldn't even put it into words what you were feeling, whether that is stress or whether that's anxiety or feeling overwhelmed? You didn't necessarily have the words to express it, but inside your heart, there was just a longing to be sheltered by the Father. And I'm thankful that the Lord does that. Thank you for the youth choir singing that song, Sister Valerie, that beautiful song before that. Amen. One of my favorite things growing up in our church has been the opportunity to testify and to hear fellow believers testify about what God is doing in their lives. It's been a sense of encouragement to me throughout the years. There have been moments when I've been sitting in the congregation discouraged, and somebody began to testify about what God has done or is doing in their lives, and all of a sudden the discouragement made way for encouragement, and that sense of loss and my joy was replaced with joy. And so I'm thankful that, number one, God still moves, and number two, I've been thankful through the years when folks have been obedient to testify. Here in a second, we're going to give opportunity to do that, and then we're going to come pray. Tonight, I just want to give you a brief exhortation on personal praise. I believe it is, it's just good to praise the Lord. Amen. I'd like to have a more profound way of saying that, but it is. It's just good to praise the Lord. There are moments when you may be so discouraged that the only words that seem to come out of your mouth is, "Lord, I need your help." But I have been reminded throughout the scriptures, and many times the Holy Spirit has brought it to my mind, what it said when the Bible said that David encouraged himself in the Lord. It may be tonight that you are in a place where you need encouraged. And that's why I love coming to the house of the Lord, especially in the midweek, because we're working. Because there may have been issues that have come up since Sunday night. And there may be a moment that tonight you just need to be encouraged. And I feel that, number one, His Word is going to be the best encouragement for us. And number two, the Lord wants to encourage us. And so we're going to talk about praise tonight. And then we're going to give opportunity for you to testify. You know, in every church, it's funny, we were talking, Brother Jeremy and I were talking this past weekend, every church has their testimony people. That's normal. You know who they are, and so do I, because it happens. So there's no confusion on that. But there are moments where you feel, oh, I just want to testify, but I don't exactly know what to say, and I don't want to sound like I'm ignorant, and then you just sit down. And you don't say it. Well, can I tell you tonight, you've got a perfect opportunity to tell the body and maybe tell yourself what God is doing in your life is significant enough to give Him praise. Amen. I believe in personal praise. How about you? Amen. Let's turn in our Bibles tonight to the book of Luke, chapter number 17. The book of Luke, chapter number 17. We're going to begin reading in verse 11. Praise the Lord. Our text tonight will be verse 11 through verse 19. Amen. The Bible says, "And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem." Thank you for standing. "And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' And when he saw them, he said unto them, 'Go show yourselves unto the priest.' And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed." Hallelujah. "And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus answering said, "Were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger." And he said unto him, "Arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole." Hallelujah. Amen. Just an exhortation tonight on personal praise. Let's pray tonight. Lord, I thank you for your word. I pray that you would apply it to our hearts tonight in a manner that would change us and challenge us, Lord, to be more like you. God, we want to give you the glory for what you've done in our lives personally, Father, in our families, in our church. Lord, we want to magnify you tonight, and we pray that you would be pleased with our worship. And God, I pray that you would minister to hearts and lives tonight. Thank you for the opportunity to minister. Lord, we love you. We thank you, Jesus. Amen. You can be seated tonight. I want to bring our attention to a few things out of this familiar story. The 10 lepers. Leprosy is a very cruel disease, and the effects of it are very visible. It begins to eat at your body from the inside, and then it begins to attack the outside, eating away the flesh. It's not uncommon to see a leper that has lost limbs or appendages, and it's very contagious. And it's a disease that no doubt, especially in Bible times, was a death sentence. That's why these men were outside the city and the village of which they lived. They were not allowed into the city. They had to leave their families. They had to leave their friends. And so it becomes just inherent that if you're a leper, you're going to go start associating with other lepers, because that's all the fellowship that you're going to get. But the fame of Jesus had been spread abroad at this point. And as Jesus and the disciples are walking towards Jerusalem, and they pass by these men begin to cry out, no doubt knowing that it's Jesus, "Jesus, Master," hallelujah, "have mercy on us." Mercy. You know, I've been there and I've prayed that prayer before. Lord, have mercy on me. God, I'm overwhelmed right now. Lord, would you minister to me? Amen. Have you ever been there when you've been sick in your body and said, "Oh, Jesus, just have mercy on me"? Or maybe a family member was dealing with a health crisis and all you could pray was, "Lord, Jesus, Master, have mercy on them." Amen. There are moments where we all have needs. These men all had needs. That was the common factor. We don't know if they even knew each other before their diagnosis, but the common thread of association was the reality that they had a need that no one could help except for Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, it happens in our fellowship with the church here that we become bonded together through a family, a bond that is brought about by our relationship with Jesus. But in that relationship, we find that we have more in common than what we just would say is our religious belief. We have issues. We have times of discouragement and times of weariness. We have times of struggle in our teenage years and in our adulthood, where we find ourselves crying out because of our needs, "Jesus, have mercy on me. Have mercy on so-and-so. Have mercy in this situation. God, we need your help. We need for you to work. We need for you to come by and to minister like only you can." We cry out because we have needs. Hallelujah. But I want to also point our attention to the fact that God, Jesus, ministers to people's needs. Hallelujah. Amen. I've been there when so-and-so was healed. I was telling a report again about how God ministered to Preston's body just a few months ago, and while testifying about it again, amen, my heart was filled with thankfulness about how God has moved in our child's life. I look across the congregation and my mind is flooded with former testimonies of how God has ministered in home situations, in finances, amen, in marriages, in teenagers' issues. Amen. God is a God that wants to work and minister in people's needs. Hallelujah. Has he ever met your need before? Amen. You know, there's somebody in this room tonight, I don't know if I ever told him. There was a Sunday night, Sister Sarah and I had been married less than a year, and we were so low in our finances. We were doing everything we knew to do, but, you know, you don't make a whole lot of money when you're just starting out. All right? Let me give the young people some advice. Save your cash in your teenage years. All right? That's free. Just keep that. All right? So we were low. One Sunday evening, we were at the altar praying, and we were very broken because we just didn't know what to do, you know, young and scared and still young and scared. And anyway, we were praying that night, and we asked the Lord together, Father, help us, because we don't know what to do. It was a few days before we were supposed to get a check, and we were very discouraged. And that night, two different people at separate times came up to us and said, you know, I was praying tonight at the altar, and I felt led of the Lord to give you this, and shook our hand with some money. Two different people, and it met our needs exactly. That is a God that meets needs. That's small to some folks, but that's huge to two newlyweds who are ignorant on pretty much everything and need help. God answers needs. Has there ever been a moment in your life where God met a financial need and you couldn't explain it, but he met it? Hallelujah. Amen. Has there ever been a sickness in your body or in a family member's body that you knew you had to have God work in that situation because there wasn't answers or there wasn't any hope, and yet God moved? Amen. I was thinking this week, Brother Luke, when you were younger, how God ministered to your body and how what a joy, amen, it was to know that God healed Brother Luke. Amen. Throughout today, my mind was stirring and different individuals, different elders in our church, how God literally reversed the course of aging in their life and gave them a miracle. God answers prayer. Hallelujah. You see, what the enemy likes to do is use our issues and our problems and our difficulties as blinders. Amen. As a way of forgetting that God does answer. All of a sudden, our attention is upon the problem and not the problem solver. But may we be reminded tonight that because God has moved in the past, it is a promise to us today, he will move again. He's never left us. He's never forsaken us. Amen. He will not leave his children. Therefore, it behooves us tonight to remember that God still cares. Hallelujah. He loves you tonight. Amen. He's concerned about your needs, and he wants to minister. Now, does that mean we've got a genie where we can rub a magic lamp and poof, we've got everything that we want? Absolutely not. You know that that's not how it works. But I do know a God, amen, that is greater than any God that's ever been presented to humanity. Amen. A God that has raised the dead. Amen. And a God that has given life. Amen. A God that knows how to work and make things right when everything else has fallen apart. We serve a God that ministers in the hardest of situations. Cancer doesn't scare him. Amen. That word is crippling. If anyone has ever had a family member or yourself that has went through, amen, that situation, it is a crippling word. And yet it does not even faze our God, because he is the one that created the body. He's the one that knows how to heal the body. Amen. He's the one that gives life to the body. Hallelujah. Amen. Your finances, amen, are able to be ministered by God. Amen. Are you preaching new age stuff, Brother Brian? No, I'm talking about a God that's faithful to his children. Amen. You be faithful to God, and he will always be faithful to you. You know the cool thing about God? Can I say that? The cool thing? The great thing about God? In moments when we've been unfaithful, he's still been faithful. Hallelujah. Come on, church. In moments when we haven't done our part, he has still been faithful. That's the God we serve. Lastly, amen. One returned to worship him, one of the ten. He was not even a Jew. He was Samaritan, and I find that interesting that Christ made mention of that. Here is one out of ten, 10% of those that were healed came back, and he said, this one's a stranger, a foreigner, an outsider. You know, there have been moments when my issues have made me feel like a distance from God. There have been moments when trials have come up and it has felt like I was not a part of the family of God. But you know what's amazing to me? God is no respecter of persons. I love it. And there are times when our problems, the enemy will try to use that as a wedge between us and God, and yet the Lord merely spoke a word and they were healed. And when he saw that he was healed, he turned around and he lowered himself. The Bible says that he fell at the feet of Jesus and began to worship him. You know what worship really is? It's reverence. It's an acknowledgement that we need him and he has met our needs. It's an acknowledgement that we love and are devoted to him, that he is sacred, that he is holy. It's an honor that we are giving him. You see, when we worship something, we are acknowledging that it is worth something, or he is worth something. He is higher than us. Brother Brian, I don't really feel like worshiping on Wednesday. I'm tired. I've been at work all day. I understand. I hear you. Amen. There have been many nights going into the prayer room and just being honest with the Lord. Say, Lord, I'm real tired right now, but I'm real glad we have church on Wednesday. I'd just like to meet with you. And all of a sudden, his presence comes in and begins to minister. You know what? He's higher than I am. He's holy, and I'm unholy. He is perfect, and I'm a big ball of mess. Amen. He is undeniably lovely, and I am undeniably unlovable. And yet God is still God, and he still loves me. And so he's worthy of my worship. Amen. He's worthy, amen, of my praise. He's worthy. He's higher than I am. Therefore, it's my duty, my responsibility, amen, my calling as someone who knows how desperately I need him. He is everything that I need. Therefore, I must respond with obeisance and reverence and worship. Amen. Amen. He's worthy. He's worthy. Many times, whether it be by our kneeling, our lifting up of our voice, or merely silent tears, we are lifting up the one who has met our needs. You know, I understand there are just some times that words aren't adequate and they don't necessarily come, but you're thankful in your heart. You know what worship is? Worship is acknowledging all over again, I need Jesus. I need you. I need you. And when we come into the house of God, and we call it the sanctuary, his house, what we're saying is, God, we're here because of you. It's not because of anything else. It's not because we couldn't find anything else to do tonight. It's not because that there was nothing that could fill our agendas. No, we're coming to the house of God because of you. And sometimes I fail to remember that. You know? His is his house. Therefore, we have an opportunity, whether it be a song that tells us that he is leading us, or a song that reminds us that he is our rock, he is our fortress, or whether it's a testimony that somebody stands and says, you know, I want to thank God for, and begins to tell longer than the one sentence that we get at Thanksgiving. It's just a reminder, church, that our personal praise is an acknowledgement that we need God. Hallelujah. So here's what we're going to do tonight. I don't know who's playing the piano tonight, but if you could come, that'd be great. And give you an opportunity to testify tonight. And you're thinking, well, now if I don't testify, Brother Brian's going to be like, hey, they're sinners. No, not everybody's going to. I know that. But I want to give you an opportunity. And you know, it may be that it's not your normal thing. That's okay. I challenge you to try. When we get done testifying, we're just going to come find a place to pray or praise, whichever you feel like doing at the altar. But it'd be good of us tonight, amen, to give the Lord the praise and the honor that he's worthy of. Amen. Who's going to be first to testify tonight? Who wants to praise the Lord? Amen. Let's stand tonight, church. Praise the Lord. Let's sing this chorus tonight. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation so full and free. Can we come to the altar tonight, and as we're coming, let's just sing that to the Lord. Amen. Praise him and thank him for his goodness and mercy to us. Hallelujah.